producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To America tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. And speaking of that, what a pleasure to be joined by Luke Vargas. He's joining us from Hanoi, Vietnam. He's attending the 12th Communist Party Congress. How fascinating is that? Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us. So the first obvious question is, what's happening in Vietnam?
Well, what's happening in Vietnam is a rather historic event. It happens every 5 years. The Communist Party here, and just to reboot, this is a country which has a constitution that mandates that the Communist Party be in charge. One of, I guess, only three countries on earth with that sort of legislation or laws. And they are choosing basically their leaders this week. Today they are choosing their Politburo, their sort of cabinet, and then tomorrow they will pick the president and the prime minister. And in addition to that, why I came here is not because Americans will have any interest in who the prime minister is, but because they also incorporate their foreign policy for the next 5 years and their domestic policy. And the former is really important because we're dealing with the South China Sea territorial dispute. And unlike many of the other countries in the region, which are fledgling democracies and are a little bit distracted, it would seem, from the cause of protecting their territory against China, Vietnam is in a very interesting place where its sort of ability to make these long-term plans and set a course and stick to it might let it stand out as a country perhaps able to push back against Chinese aggression in the South China Sea, or as they call it here, the East Sea. So we will learn on Thursday what they've decided to do and if they're going to shift to be confrontational with China or if they're going to move and be a little bit more accommodating and maybe get some economic benefit from having done that.
Yeah, what's it been like for you to be in the thick of this? And this is just the start of the week, but I imagine you've had a few encounters.
I have. I mean, this has been a past 12 months of you know, sort of these big propaganda events between the big 70th anniversary commemorations in Moscow for the end of World War II and now this party Congress. I mean, you go anywhere around the country, and I was in Saigon the past few days, and every street corner has the hammer and sickle banners up. There are just, you know, what must be hundreds of thousands of billboards around the country with communist imagery, you know, peasants in the field wearing their, you know, saluting. And it's, you know, rather amazing imagery. My conversations have been quite interesting. I just had an interview with the former economics minister. Later today, I'm going to the Congress itself and going to interview the former foreign minister of the country. So I have to say, when you sort of trade in some of your press freedoms as an international reporter and sort of adhere to a more scripted press program, the access that you're able to get to the government increases. And so it's nice to be able to peel away from my minder a little bit and be able to join you on the air and speak a little bit more candidly than I otherwise might be able to.
Yeah, and as far as you being there, are there other journalists that are there as well?
Most of the big outlets have local reporters, and I can understand why. I mean, there's sort of a limit to what I can dig up as an English speaker in a country where, you know, the people with the interesting opinions, I guess a number of them are the party members themselves, but I would really like to know a lot more about what the average people of this country have to think. And it's that kind of interaction which I think, let's say, you know, a BBC reporter based in Hong Kong who speaks Vietnamese might be better placed. But there are not a lot of foreign reporters, as in, you know, American bureau chiefs like myself who make the trip out here. So, again, it feels pretty cool to be in a place that I feel like a lot of my journalistic colleagues at the UN don't get a chance to go.
You talked about the big deal on Thursday, the South China Sea, or as they call it, the East Sea. And John Kerry was there yesterday for meetings about that. Did anything eke out of it? I don't remember seeing very much.
Well, basically what the U.S. strategy is here is twofold. One is that we've decided not to directly confront China. We are working with our allies, namely the Philippines, but Vietnam to a lesser extent, in trying to sort of build up a legal case against China. You'll remember late last year, the U.S. Navy sailed within the 12 nautical mile claimed territory of these dredged up Chinese islands. That's a very, you know, formal way of the U.S. saying we don't recognize the legal territorial claims that those false islands generate. If that really were Chinese territory, they, you know, could arrest us or, you know, interdict us, and they didn't do that. And so the U.S. is going to continue to do this and build up as many sort of public displays of non-recognition of that territory as we can. And what we saw from John Kerry yesterday was the other part of the strategy, that we are trying to convince other players in the region, namely Cambodia, which is very close to China, to drop this insistence that the Chinese have, and the Cambodians have been parroting, that countries that have beef with China about the South China Sea deal with China directly. And you can see why that's going to be really tough for countries to do, because it basically papers over the unity, their unified frustration about Chinese territorial aggression. And it makes it a lot easier for China to extract concessions. You know, they can go to Brunei and negotiate with them one-on-one and offer them things that, you know, cause them to sort of stop, you know, condemning China on the world stage. Or they can go to the Philippines and try to break each of these countries off and negotiate with them separately. So the U.S. very publicly yesterday, John Kerry saying, we don't endorse that strategy. We want to use ASEAN, which is the sort of regional political bloc, to be the negotiator on behalf of all the countries with grievances here. So that's the U.S. strategy. But beyond that, you know, we're not going to tell China what to do, but we are certainly speaking through a lot of our allies in the region.
Yeah. Last one, you know, a minute or so. Vietnam is a hot place to go. A lot of Americans actually go there. So I imagine when you're talking about economics, the economics minister, and I'm sure tourism, that may be a big part of it, has to be huge for Vietnam.
It is. Tourism is really big. And you look at a city like Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, and it's full of American expats, a lot of them creating businesses. I know I've heard that beer is really popular here, so I wanted to go to some of the breweries in Saigon. Turns out all the top-rated ones are owned by Americans who have, you know, left Telluride, Colorado to come and set up shop. So, yeah, it's a pretty dynamic place. The economy is booming. I mean, this country is meeting all of its UN development milestones. It's a real economic success story, and they've done that by rejecting the World Bank, by not taking the advice of Washington, and sort of doing this sort of communist-oriented market capitalism, as they call it. I hope we get a chance to talk more at the end of the week and maybe dive into that a little bit more. But if this is the last message I get, it's a great place to come and visit. I'll tell your listeners that.
Boy, I love it. One last one. Best dish you've had so far?
The best dish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just went out and got two banh mi sandwiches, and I'm going to, as soon as we hang up, dive into those. So I think my best meal might be just moments away from right now. But the food is great all over.
I heard the food is great. That's terrific. Luke Vargas, United Nations Bureau Chief at Talk Media News, thanks so much for coming on. Good stuff.
You bet. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, how about that? Luke, you know, where in the world is Luke? What a life this guy leads. There he is in Hanoi, Vietnam. Stay with us. We're here in the U.S. talking about the Democrats in Iowa on the flip side.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days aside.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Coming up this week, we may have, well, you know, for grins, we're in between the whole Super Bowl thing. So, when you think about it, do you really care about what happens in the Pro Bowl? The answer is probably not, but it is a football game where you have Team Irvin versus Team Rice. And it is Sunday, actually January 31st. So for grins, we may do this. AFC, NFC, who you think is going to win? I'm so desperate to give away a computer. Who's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be? So that will be on our Tuesday show. Second hour, I just made an executive decision. Second hour, final segment, Tuesday into Wednesday. And the Pro Bowl roster, I don't know if these, it's like an All-Star game. Is it really, you know, do people care about the All-Star games anymore? I would care if I was a player. A lot of times it's a bump in pay. Plus, it's an honor to represent all that whole nonsense. Like Julio Jones, he's on the list. I was thinking of Falcons. Freeman's on the list, and Trufant's on the list. He actually replaced Josh Norman. And there's a slew of Bengals on the list. A.J. Green and Reggie Nelson and Tyler Eifert and Browns. And there's actually some Cowboys, including the kicker Dan Bailey, for those of you listening in Texas, and the great offensive linebacker Sean Lee, who actually replaced Justin Houston, and Zach Martin makes the list, and you know, really the offensive line. The Denver Broncos, of course, had a whole bunch of players that were listed, but they're all replaced. Pro Bowl or Super Bowl? Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. I have a feeling it's all about the Super Bowl. So any Panthers or any Broncos, other players stepped in for them. Versus why, of course, why would you ever have them play in the game? And that's what, you know, this new change in the last couple of years where the Pro Bowl is in between the Super Bowl, you know, that's pretty much what's caused that to happen. I like to call this kind of the grab bag segment because so much goes on where we can pound our frustrations out with what's happening on the political trail. And, of course, so much of what's being reported is the FBI going to have enough evidence to indict Hillary Clinton? What does the attorney general do when the evidence is taken to the attorney general, who's Loretta Lynch? I don't think there's any way that happens. Is there an overruling, if you will, by the FBI? You know, this is why it is so tough to bring a Clinton down for all of you who are calling in swearing that for sure this was it. But the bottom line is what the FBI can do is they can release the information. And if the information really was specific and damaging enough, that would taint more people's opinion of her, which, of course, would not stack up well when she's trying to get votes. So there is that. There are three inmates who escaped from a California jail, which the sad part about this escape, we've heard about others that have escaped and talked about it, but you're talking about three guys who are heavy hitters in the sense of a murderer's row. So you have one who's accused of murder, another accused of torture. They escaped this Orange County jail on Friday. And what they did, they crawled through plumbing tunnels to get to the roof, and they cut through the steel rebar. They had bed sheets that they cleverly used to rappel. I mean, they knew exactly what was going on. Their pictures are everywhere. You know, they've got their orange jumpsuits, which I'm sure they ditched by now. But they were in an area with about 60 other inmates. And they came up with their scheme to escape, and it worked. It worked. And think of how dangerous they are. One on murder charges, one for torturing and kidnapping, one facing attempted murder charges. Extremely dangerous. So they're pumping out the information. If you see them, call 911. If you see them, I have a feeling they're going to sneak up on someone. You're not going to see them. Because here's the thing. They're going to need clothes. They're going to need food. They're going to need shelter. They're going to find some place is what's going to happen. And if the person's home or whatever, that's where this encounter would not be great. I mean, the escape was such a well-thought-out deal. They did two head counts, one at 5 a.m., another at 8 p.m. on Friday. They think they escaped after the 5 a.m. head count. And then at 8 p.m. there was a fight, which they think was staged to distract and delay the second head count, which it did. Wow. And am I naive or what? I just assume when you're in prison, and maybe because I've visited different prisons doing news reports on them, I mean, give me a break. It's supposed to be difficult to get out of. But how they get out? Tunnels. Power tools, cutting a steel wall, and working their way through pipes and shafts. When you decide you're going to get out, I guess you decide you're going to get out. So whatever I have to do to get out, I'm going to do it. We're going to plan it. Here's a sad story. British explorer Henry Worsley died crossing the Antarctic, 30 miles short of the goal. You know, when you're someone like that, you have a goal. That's it. I'm getting to my goal, no matter what. And what happened is, you know, just 55, he was airlifted to a hospital. And he's died attempting to be the first person to cross the Antarctic without any help. And he was doing it for a charity mission. And unfortunately, he died suffering severe exhaustion and dehydration. Sad that that happened. He was 71 days into a record-breaking solo mission to complete Ernest Shackleton's unsuccessful crossing of the Antarctica in the early 1900s. Blizzard conditions, airlifted to the hospital. I mean, 71 days alone. A 900-mile coverage that you covered. And then just the grinding down took the toll. Oh, so close. You know, Prince William was a friend of Worsley's. And Prince Harry. And they said they were just so awfully sad about the news. Because they said he was a man who showed great courage and determination. And that they were incredibly proud to be associated with him. But like I said, he was determined. He had that goal. And he had raised a bunch of money, so he felt good about that. He was sending pictures back from his trip, and of course in the beginning it was a lot easier than as it got later and later and later. And, you know, I just didn't even think of the Antarctica until I look at pictures and say, you got to be kidding me. Oh my gosh. Wow, what an undertaking. What an undertaking. Had to be mentally taxing as well. Can't imagine. Anybody out there would want to attempt a feat like that? Man. No. You know, I finally, after we had Lou on the show, who was one of the survivors of that horrible weather that smashed them as they were climbing Everest. And after seeing that, I thought, wow, that's when you just decide you have a 50-50 chance of making it and just decide, I got to go for it. I mean, then that's when it's just deep in your soul, right? Just deep sitting in there. Again, don't forget, I just decided we're going to do a nail the score Pro Bowl style, easy, AFC or NFC, what the final score is. If you nail it, you win a computer from America Tonight.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
He's a nasty person. He tells lies. I mean, he said, I knocked down some woman's home. He's got bulldozers. I never knocked down her home. She didn't want it.
Donald Trump. Plenty to say about Ted Cruz. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There's a snapshot. Buzz in the land. Donald Trump. I just mentioned some of the things he said in the 140-character world. There he is. All over Ted Cruz, like white on rice, as they say. This is politics, and that's what happens, even on the same side, although the Democrats say they're playing nice. It's only about the differences in the issues, not personal attacks, as Hillary Clinton said, like the front runner is doing to his side, basically. So Cruz, I mentioned this already, slammed back on Trump, going after him. In his ad in Iowa. It's pretty interesting because you see the leads, and you know the leads have not changed. I mentioned this. He gets a bump. Trump gets a bump up every time he goes after somebody. So it obviously has not affected, maybe some of you are listening and you like Trump and that's it. It's not affecting you because you know there's not a muzzle. In fact, you know, there's no way there could be a muzzle with some of what is going on, again, coming out of Trump. Nobody could be telling him to say the things he's saying, and that's why you get that unfiltered version. So it's interesting because, you know, I always say I'm the poll princess, but half of the Republicans want a candidate with no political experience. And this was something I've talked about many times. What is it that you think is so key in a president? And a lot of people have called this show, and by the way, Democrats and Republicans, to say they're not interested in the same old political machine. So half of the voters, and these are Republicans, say they'd rather cast their votes, their ballots, for somebody who's never even been in politics. Just that's it. The Rasmussen report showed that only 10% of all voters think it's positive when a candidate is described as a career politician. And see, it should be, in some ways, if you look back, it should be something positive because that means you're a public servant and you're supposedly tossing aside giant monies or other money sources you could have. So that's not the way it's described now, though. 48% of Republicans would prefer voting for a political newcomer. That's up from the 41% Republican voters felt that way in 2011. So they already felt that way before. Now it's just jumped up. The poll also found 73% of Democrats and 49% of independents would be more likely to vote for someone with political experience. You know, what's that political experience that we're talking about? Somebody who's a mayor, somebody who's a governor, somebody who's already currently on the Hill. 64% of those who see Trump as very likely to win the Republican presidential nomination say they prefer a candidate who has never held office. I mean, I just gave you those numbers in 20 different directions, so it's pretty obvious that there is frustration with the same old, but doesn't it seem like we're always saying that? And you could go back in history and certainly read about, in old newspapers, people saying that. If you did a man on the street, what was their reaction? I think the key is, in saying that the same old, it's this shroud of secrecy then being bombarded by whatever has become a law. I mean, do we feel like we're in this together? Do we have representatives or do we have people that are just flat out running on their own agenda? And I venture to guess most of you would say running on their own agenda. All right, where it matters, Trump leads in Iowa and New Hampshire, because this is results season, so it's about getting results. And because somebody leads in the polls doesn't mean they will win the caucuses in Iowa and go on to win the primaries in New Hampshire. But if it's a big enough lead in the polls, it does bode well that that could happen. And Trump is at the top in Iowa and in New Hampshire. Much tighter, as I already mentioned, on the Republican side. So if you have Trump in Iowa, 39%, Cruz 34%, then you drop off from there. Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, 13%. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, 5%. And then it gets worse from there in the single digits. So next Monday, we'll be talking about results. Of course, there's always the margin of error of, you know, plus or minus, usually 7% or so in this case, probably 7%. And that can, you know, that can make a little bit of a difference, I think, in those lower numbers. And I guess you could say it could make a difference with Cruz and Trump, but I don't think so. I think that you're going to see that gap widen. So I'm fascinated about the caucuses. I'm fascinated about the primaries. And then the primaries that go from there, because how many candidates who have won? Here's a great question for you. How many candidates, think about this, who have won Iowa and New Hampshire have won a presidential election? How many of them have won? Think about it for a second. I know you can come up with the answer. And you don't have to type it in. You don't have to go and look for it. And the answer is, the primaries do play a key role and have since, you know, like New Hampshire since 1952. But there are drawbacks to that. And then once somebody's a presidential candidate, is that what's usually happening? You know, it's the old saying of so goes Ohio. Ohio, what happens in Ohio is the big deal. So the caucuses are important because of the narrowing of the field and, you know, do they go on to win the nomination? So Democrats have altered their primary process, and they have a trend that seems to have happened. Campaigns start with the Iowa caucuses, of course, followed by New Hampshire. The Iowa caucuses were important in the early 70s. Democrats had them in January. The highest number of votes went to a front runner then, Ed McCuskey, right, if you think about it, or Muskie, rather, sorry. Ed Muskie, easy for me to say. And also the insurgent guy, George McGovern. McGovern's better-than-expected showing in Iowa boosted really what was happening with him. His second place showing in New Hampshire, that there was more momentum, so then there was excitement over that. But guess what? In 1976, Jimmy Carter won the most votes of any Democratic candidate in Iowa and used it to help his campaign when he headed to New Hampshire. And, of course, he won New Hampshire before capturing the nomination and then ultimately the presidency. So somebody asked me that today, why is it so key? Why is New Hampshire so key? And the thing that's cool about Iowa and the caucuses, too, is they're in person at the precinct level. But, you know, fewer than 10% of Republicans or Democrats participate in caucuses. You know, so that's why there's a question as to their effectiveness. They attract the really passionate and dedicated people that are part of the political parties. And there's been some criticism of how is this equal. In Iowa, Democrats say the lack of, you know, there's a lack of ethnic minorities in the state, so does that affect the balance? But then people defending it say the system tests candidates like no other state can, and it can unite the party. I don't know. Too old school or not? Yay or nay? It's such a handful of people that we're talking about. It's so small compared to a full-on deal, a full-on, you know, ballot. It's such a tiny amount of people that are involved in it, and that's what is, you know, so interesting to see. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
I hear me echoing back. What's up, Dan?
My little radio here. I was looking for my joke packet that I have, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, I'm going to shock you. I'm going to literally shock you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's not talk about politics. I want to talk about something else.
Go for it.
Did you see the ice skating this weekend?
In the Northeast?
Yes, when they had the promo. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
That was the most fabulous. The three, Wagner and the next girl,
yes,
and then Gold, was,
yep,
absolutely unbelievable.
Yep. Yes.
And when Wagner walked out there, I said, this girl is a killer. You watch her. And her performance was standing O. The next girl went out there, and she topped her. She got a 204 on an overall score, which was mind-blowing. And then Gold looked up there and seen what she had to do. And she went out and she hit every jump just as clean could be. And she topped it off with doing the most fantastic spin at the end that was unbelievable. And she brought the house down.
I know. Ashley Wagner. Amazing.
Ashley Wagner. Yep. Absolutely.
I totally agree. I'm so pleased that you watched skating, and I agree with you, Dan, interjecting a little sports, no politics. She is one to watch, that's for sure. Beauty and grace, too, as well. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight, and talking about a couple of things related to what you have dumped on me with the mailbag. We're going to go to the mailbag in just a second. Some of you from the Northeast lamenting all the snow and wishing you lived in warm weather areas. Great until you have to clear it. That's what Tom said. And then there were some comments about the town hall for the Dems and what's going on with the Republicans as well. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jeff, and Jeff says, Kate, I know you talked about once a very long time ago having to chase the bad guys when you worked at a TV station who had escaped from prison. Did you hear about what happened in California? Saying there was a report saying that there was a manhunt underway for three inmates, including one dude who's accused of murder, another accused of torture, who escaped at an Orange County jail on Friday. They say they cut some kind of quarter-inch metal plate. They cut through it. They crawled through plumbing tunnels to the roof. They cut through the rebar. How do people escape prison? I guess I just answered it from the report. Then they rappelled 4 to 5 stories, some 50 feet or so, using the sheets. Have they caught them yet? What a blunder. You know what? I'm glad you actually sent me that email. Because, in fact, they haven't. There was one guy in jail on murder charges. There was another guy in jail for torture and kidnapping. And there was another guy with attempted murder charges, which is scary. I mean, these are extremely dangerous people. And they're all over the tube. If anyone has any information, if you know anything about these, you see these men, it's like, are you kidding me? And what a way to get out of prison. I mean, they had this down. They say we're following every lead they can, and, you know, they can't believe it, and it was crazy and well thought out, and whatnot, and they're learning more about how it happened. You know, how did they do this? Did the other inmates see them escape? I don't think anyone's going to squeal. If you see somebody wiggling through a pipe that they cut through and some elaborate plan, I just can't imagine another inmate saying, screaming out, oh, someone's trying to escape. No, I don't think so. And the fact, though, that they were charged with what they were charged with, that is, to me, that is the frightening part. Cutting the steel bars, the escape, yeah, craziness. That's pretty darn daring. Bed sheets. You know, I mean, bed sheets are scary. Either people are killing themselves with bed sheets or they're escaping. How about this one from Ham? Delaney, I heard you talking about your flexible flyer. I got a flexible flyer. It got great use over the weekend. My grandson actually used it. The blizzard was insane, girl. You would not want to be here, especially if you had to shovel. I know you know this, but some of the deaths of the people that died, close to 16 or so, the number keeps changing, at least from what I've heard on our local news, Action News, here in Philadelphia. It was just an insane amount of snow, and the cleanup really kind of shut us down for Monday because it was a freeze and a refreeze and, yeah, nasty business. Fun when you don't have to worry about it. Not so fun when you got to clean it up. Yeah, it didn't look very fun to me, the whole hearing people talk about shoveling and blowing snow, and my nephew was blowing snow from the neighbor's houses. Somebody else I worked with, my buddy Keith in Long Island, told me that he had to do, or because he wanted to, had an elderly neighbor help them, helped another guy across the street, lent someone the blower. So it's just an insane amount of snow. In Washington, truckloads of snow, you know, basically mountains of snow. Now, see, that's the horror show. What do you do with all of it? The mountains of snow were basically came tumbling into the parking lot of RFK Stadium, where they are going to bring a machine that can melt 60 tons of snow an hour. And in New York, there was a travel ban that was lifted Sunday. You know, it was same thing with Washington, but they still asked people to stay off the roads if they could. And even on Monday, because, you know, you got that black ice thing. So when the temperatures drop at night, some of these third shifters, you know what I'm talking about, you probably were dealing with it. And now it's really scary. And the amounts of snow, 22 inches at the Philly airport, BWI, the airport there, 29 inches, Dulles, 29, Reagan, 17. Yeah, just awful. I mean, just awful, 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 awful. And then, you know, a crazy thing happens. This happened when Boston had their bad snowstorm last year. In Passaic, New Jersey, which is northern New Jersey, a mother and son were killed. Check this out. They were inside a car trying to stay warm while the father was shoveling snow outside. The car's exhaust pipe was blocked with snow, so that caused carbon monoxide to get into the car. A daughter who's also in the car is in critical condition. Oh, my gosh. Can you just... when I heard that story, I feel for that man. I just can't even imagine... I just can't even imagine that. It's just an awful, awful story. I mean, just a terrible, terrible story. And they had a similar thing happen in Boston, just accidental. They don't know. Of course, that lulls you into sleep, basically, a poison death. And he's busy shoveling. So how aware, you know, could you be? You're just not thinking of that. And, of course, they're posting warnings all over the place now. All right, let's jump back to it. This one from Dennis. Kate, I'm so sick of the Democrats, but I'm not crazy about the Republicans either. I used to be a Democrat, and then I became a turncoat, saw the light, and went Republican because I started a small business, frankly, and I saw all the red tape that was being wrapped around my head and strangling me to death. And then I started to see a few more things I didn't like. But I'm not really wild about the Republicans. I don't hate Donald Trump. I don't really hate any of the candidates, but I'm not excited about any of them. Where are all the good guys? Do they not want to run because it's just a pain in the rear end job, thankless, and you're going to have half the world hate you? I think it's a tricky thing to run for president. It's expensive. You have to want to do it. I don't feel sorry for anyone running for president because you shouldn't take on that role if you don't want to do it. If it's all about, if it's an ego trip or something, that's not a good thing because it's a, what you represent and who you are is just too darn important to our sense of democracy. So any of those people, I hope they're wiped out and they don't make it far enough. I mean, we could argue about past presidents, right? So here's another one. This one from Eileen. Kate, I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I despise her. There's just something about her that does seem dishonest to me. I mean, I hate to say it. I'm not attacking her just to jump on the bandwagon with so many other people. It's easy to pile on a Clinton, let's face it. But there's kind of a joke in there. But I don't believe what she says. I do at least believe Bernie Sanders. He might not be anyone I would vote for, and I'm going to vote for a Republican. But I think he has good intentions, even though they're nowhere near what I think as far as my ideology. What a mess our political system has become. Yeah, let's hope, though, people go out and vote. The more people that vote, the more you can change the world, my friends, I swear. At least we know on the local level, and we're talking about the people who represent us, I really think it makes a huge, huge difference. Big hand to all of you. Thanks for listening.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.